You know, you can like meet like a Jamaican and you like, you know, what is he saying, you know? And then you just act like you understand what he's saying. And you just say, yeah, yeah. But then, you know, if you get to work around a person every day, you can know what they're saying. You can understand, even though other people can't understand, and you can understand it. You know, they might look to you and say, what is he saying? And you can say, oh, he just said that, you know, just like a baby, you know. You know, a mother can understand what her baby is saying, you know what I mean? Nobody can understand it, and a mother can understand. Like, I share around him every day, and she know what he's talking about. He hungry, you know what I mean? You know, nobody else don't know, but.
So what about, like, differences between black and white people?
Oh, yeah, they're totally different, you know. Totally different. You know, of course, you know, we use the Ebonics or whatever, you know. And, you know.
What do you think about Ebonics?
What I think about it, Ebonics is just the way society is, the way, you know, we were brought up. I don't know where it originated from. I can't tell you that. You know, maybe, probably, I guess it helps you have to go all the way back to, you know, the days of slavery days, you know, when they said, you know, we sick, boss, you know, stuff like that, you know. And you have to go all the way back to slavery. That's the furthest I can go back to see where, how it originated. But we just grew up like that, and I guess it's just part of society, you know. Even though, you know, you still, you know, get some black people that still speak, you know. You know, some people want to say like white people, but I just say use more proper, you know, use better proper English than, you know, black people. You know, than, you know, regular black people, regular whatever, you know, because for the most part, you know, black people, you know, use, you know, improper grammar, you know, whether they, you know, like in California, they got their different type of improper grammar, and you got like, you know, Southern improper grammar, and you got like Northerners, you know, got their improper grammar, Midwestern people, you know, you got their improper grammar, black, but you know, you can get, you know, a Caucasian person, and you know, they can, you know, they can speak the same, you know, way as a person that's from Texas or from, you know, from California, and you can never tell the difference, see. But you can always tell the difference than you know, a black person. Well, you can tell where they're from. You can tell if a person, you know, is from Midwest, you can tell if from California, and they're from the Deep South, or you can tell if they're from way up north. You know, you can tell.
So when people call us on the phone, like salespeople, for example, can you tell who's black and who's white?
Yeah.
How?
I can tell. Not so much of their grammar. I can tell from the tone of their voice. You know, I can tell more and more. Even if they, you know, they all speak proper grammar or whatever, I can still tell from the tone of their voice. Like a person can tell that I'm a black man. You know what I mean? From my voice. You know, if Barry White calls somebody, they can say, well, yeah, that's a black man. You know what I mean? You know, you can tell it's a black man. You know, that's not like, you know, a regular white guy that works in the computer. You know what I mean? You know, so. But somebody like Michael Jackson, I don't know. You know, that's a different scenario. That's a different, you know. Yeah, you can't, yeah. We know you're going to go there, you know. But, yeah, you can, but, you know, when I traveled, like when I went to Louisiana, the first service station we stopped at, and I was asking someone for directions. And the way she talked, it was like funny. But when I kept talking to her, she said, where you from? You're not from here. She knew right off I'm not from there.
Yeah.
She said, you're not from here. I said, no. And you know what she said? You know, you from Georgia. I said, yep. I said, I'm from Georgia. She didn't say Alabama or you know, Florida, you know, even though they speak, you know, with a Southern accent too. But she just knew. She said, you from Georgia, right? I said, yeah, from Georgia.
And where were you this time? At that gas station, where was that?
Louisiana. I was like, and matter of fact, I was like Monroe. Monroe, Louisiana. Mm-hmm. Yep. And I had a job that I was a traveling salesman, and that's when I went to all these different states, and it was something else, you know. Every state.